The automated hands-free CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. SoClean kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs without soap, water, harsh chemicals, or even equipment disassembly. And now you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Call 800-768-0158.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean's revolutionary design makes it easy to clean your CPAP and protect you against CPAP-related illnesses. Plus, SoClean works with all popular CPAP devices to clean them in minutes. It really is that easy. Don't risk your health. Call SoClean.com now to try it risk-free for 30 days. Call 800-768-0158. This offer won't last. Call now. 800-768-0158. 800-768-0158.
A longtime producer of TV sitcoms and the man most recently behind Fuller House is now out of a job after reports of inappropriate behavior. Showrunner Jeff Franklin being dismissed after Warner Brothers received complaints about his behavior on the set and in the writer's room. Franklin's been accused of being verbally abusive and making sexually charged comments. President Trump holds a discussion with a bipartisan group of lawmakers Wednesday about gun control on the two-week anniversary of the Florida school shootings. He says he loves the NRA, but that lawmakers don't need to agree with it on everything. Now, NRA spokeswoman Dana Loesch says of the meeting,
"But I thought some of what was discussed is going to make for really bad policy that is not going to protect our kids."
A Southern Georgia high school is closed today after a teacher there fired a gun in a classroom yesterday and then staged a barricade for about a half hour. He's facing multiple charges. And this is USA Radio News.
The Star Spangled Fish car emblem from Patriot Depot is inspired by the Christian values that uphold our great nation. The emblem is a symbolic reminder of the sacrifice Jesus made to save us and the sacrifices made by all the brave patriots who have kept the USA free from tyranny and oppression. You can show your support for Jesus and country with one beautifully colored Star Spangled Fish car emblem. Go to patriotdepot.com/fish emblem to get yours today. Use coupon code USA Radio to save 10% off your entire order.
Russian President Vladimir Putin making a disturbing claim in his State of the Union address today. He says his nation has developed what he calls an invincible new cruise missile that he claims can reach anywhere in the world and is undetectable by missile defense systems. Putin also focused heavily on domestic issues, including the poverty problems in Russia, his address coming 17 days before an election that Putin is widely expected to win. Back here at home, nearly half of the states in the nation are filing a lawsuit against Obamacare. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King to explain.
20 states have asked a federal court in Texas to hold the Affordable Care Act's individual mandate unconstitutional because the tax that penalized anyone who did not carry health insurance has been repealed. The filing also asks that the court find the entire health care law unconstitutional, but if not, to amend the law by repealing the mandate. The filing is largely based on the argument that the repeal of the law's tax penalties effectively does away with a key reason the U.S. Supreme Court upheld the law in a case in 2012. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
And Oprah Winfrey says the only thing that could get her to run for president now is a sign from God. She says she's been praying about it lately, asking for a clear sign, and so far she says she's still waiting. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
For over 50 years, Hunterdon Medical Center has been a leader in delivering comprehensive medical and health services to our community. Our staff is committed to providing the highest quality of care to our patients. If you need a physician, we can refer you to over 300 of the best. Call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
It's time for Legends of Success with John Resnick. Each week, John presents the most original success stories in America. Passionate and inspiring stories from some of the most innovative and successful entrepreneurs alive today. This is Legends of Success. Here's John Resnick.
And welcome to today's edition of Legends of Success. And as Steve Forbes has said more than once, Legends of Success gives you the opportunity to hear firsthand how America's most successful people made it to the top and on the Forbes 400 list. But equally as important is how they got there with integrity and by doing the right thing. I'm John Resnick, and I thank you for taking time to be with us today. And you know, folks, without the underlying theme of integrity and principle-valued leadership, I never would have done this program. I never would have started it. But I'm tired of the media having a field day with business scandals when those scandals represent such a minority in American business. So if you want to get general business stories, there's plenty of other shows out there. But on Legends of Success, I am committed to introducing you to business leaders who stand for what's right in American business today, our own Horatio Alger stories. And today's guest, John Huntsman, is one of the finest examples I've ever come across. To sum up John Huntsman, his success is based on how much he continues to help others. Starting out with very little in life, John has built, with the leadership of his team and John's direction, the largest privately held chemical company in the world, which recently went public. And he was named by Time Magazine as one of the most generous people in America. If you missed part one, folks, I feel bad. Maybe we'll rerun it. As a matter of fact, I'm sure we will. But today is part two where we left off from before. Let's welcome back our friend, John Huntsman. John, welcome back to Legends of Success.
Well, John, what a privilege it is to be back. And that was an introduction that even my own wife or late mother couldn't have done nearly the success that you did on that. And I'm not sure it's all true, but I thank you very much for your kindness.
John, you're a humble man, and you know, the more people find out about you and your story, they'll find out that you don't even give all the story of the good you've done. And you know, folks, you know, again, it's not just doing good, but it's inspiring others to do good as well. John, you have built the largest privately held chemical company in the world. It started out in America. Now it's all over the world. Give us a snapshot, just a quick overview for those who weren't with us last time, of the Huntsman Corporation today.
Well, Huntsman Corporation today is a business I founded 35 years ago when I left Dow Chemical. I was one of their subsidiary presidents, and at the early age of 30, I left them and started my own business. We mortgaged our little home. My father was a school teacher in rural Idaho, and my wife and I mortgaged our home. It was $40,000 at the time, and started a very, very small little plant in Fullerton, California. Today, we have 143 sites, and in some I keep getting the number of countries confused, but I think it's around 42 or 43 countries. Mm. This year we'll do about $13 billion in revenues, and about, well, before the energy crunch, it was about $2 billion. And earnings before interest and taxes. Now we're probably down to about $1.8 billion in earnings and taxes. But up until we went private, John, I had the wonderful privilege and opportunity of giving our profits to charitable and humanitarian organizations. And it made me feel badly to go public. We kind of had to because of the swings in energy crisis and energy prices. And one man just can't keep up with all those swings. But we've had a wonderful experience in our life to be able to give virtually all of our profits up to this date away, and it's brought great happiness to our family. But we produce petrochemical products. The public probably doesn't know that many of those products, they include everything from paint to tennis shoes, everything from computers to cameras, everything from carpets to medical supplies, everything from soap and detergents and mouthwash and toothpaste to household items and interiors of cars and rubber and it's just almost everything other than wood and steel that we see today is made through petrochemicals. So that's a brief overview, John, and we do produce most of those raw materials that go into those products, some 25,000 raw materials that we produce around the world.
And you know, it's amazing when people think about it. We're talking about the petroleum crisis right now and the cost of raw materials for your business, but you must be significantly affected every time there's some kind of embargo or price increase or OPEC is screwing around with us. You must be affected today in a major way, I would think.
John, we're affected in a very major way. But let me just state for your viewers, for your listeners, just explain that, because when the price of oil goes up $1 per barrel, it costs us $40 million per year if that lasted for 1 year. Mm. And natural gas, for every 10 cents that it goes up, and in the last week it's gone up $3.50. So for every 10 cents it goes up, it affects us $20 million per year. So we try to pass those on. We're not successful in passing them all on quickly, because a lot of our people that we sell to, like Procter & Gamble, anytime you buy certain types of products or toothpaste or mouthwash, they have to, in turn, they buy their raw materials from us. Virtually every automobile, when you sit in a seat or see a dashboard or a steering wheel, they're all polyurethanes that are made from petrochemicals. Whenever you walk on tennis shoes or shoes with any type of rubber, that's not rubber, that's polyurethane. And toys or cameras or computers or television sets. And so, yes, we try to pass the costs on. It's a very, very difficult business to manage, but I've been in and out all of my life, counting my years with Dow, 42 years, and it's a marvelous business. And the reason I think it's such a great industry is because it really is what makes America and the world a blessed place to live and to work, because we've been able to create products that never existed a few years ago in medical supplies and pharmaceuticals and technology, and we're getting into types of plastics that will be lighter, so light that the airplanes and automobiles can be made from them in the future and get 80 and 90 miles to the gallon in automobiles. And so, you know, it's just unbelievable what our research is developing in new product development. So excuse me for being a little long-winded on that.
No, listen, you've accomplished so much, and you continue to. We could probably use the whole hour just for the introduction of what you do. Folks, I tell you, if you're just tuning in, John Huntsman is with us today. We're so honored. And I've asked him to give a capsule, which, how do you give a capsule on a $13 billion company that he started from scratch? Some of the first of the Huntsman Corporation and Huntsman Chemical and different divisions that John's been under and owned are what, John? Plastic bowls and forks and, I mean, plates and even the clamshell for McDonald's Big Mac was your invention, wasn't it?
That's correct, yes. And I got kind of a kick out of it, because I went to McDonald's with the first clamshell in 1973, and they wouldn't let me meet with anybody. I waited 2 days there, and finally I got so frustrated I went down to Burger King. It was headquartered in Miami, and they said, "Well, we have a ham and cheese sandwich. It's the worst-selling sandwich we've got in our group of different hamburgers and other items. And since we're going to phase that out, we'll let you put a clamshell around it. And of course, polystyrene keeps the heat in longer and is less expensive and retains flavor and retains, you know, moisture and things of that kind in a product like that." Well, it was such a big hit for Burger King, and then McDonald's came out to my offices in California, our little one single plant we had then, and said, "Why didn't you come and sell this product to us?" And I said, "I waited for 2 days, and nobody, not even a secretary, would meet with me." And so we began supplying them, the first ones ever, and produced for them virtually all of their products that they have out of plastic and polystyrene. And they were a wonderful account for many, many years until we sold that division.
Well, you know, it's interesting, and folks, here you go. He was turned down. He couldn't get in at McDonald's. What did John Huntsman do? What other successful entrepreneurs do? No is only a simple part of the process of success. The no didn't affect him. He went down the road, and look how he built that business today. His book, Winners Never Cheat, is an incredible read. When we get back, you know, John talks about the crisis and the increase in cost of petroleum and being turned down in business. One of his quotes in this book, a crisis allows us the opportunity to dip deep into the reservoirs of our very being, to rise to the levels of confidence and strength and resolve that otherwise we didn't think we possessed. When we get back, we're going to hear all that and more from John Huntsman. You're listening to Legends of Success.
So, how are you enjoying this latest stock market roller coaster ride? You've worked too long and too hard to let market volatility and a tired old spend-down strategy rob you of your retirement savings. David J. Scranton, host of the Income Generation television program, has dedicated his entire career to educating baby boomers how to avoid becoming prey to market volatility and the retirement spend-down trap. To teach you how to get off the roller coaster and transform a potential retirement spend-down into retirement income, David's now offering free copies of his latest book, Return on Principle, 7 Core Values to Help Protect Your Money in Good Times and Bad, to the first 1,000 boomers to respond to this message by calling 866-913-1234. Don't let market volatility ruin your retirement. Become part of the income generation. 866-913-1234. 866-913-1234. Call now for your free book.
Sabía que de cada 5 personas hay una que lucha con síntomas difíciles de salud mental. NAMI es una organización estatal sin fines de lucro. Somos empleados voluntarios. Somos la voz de la nación sobre las enfermedades mentales. NAMI te ofrece grupos de apoyo, educación e información. Nuestro programa educativo de Familia a Familia está dirigido por miembros de NAMI para familiares y amigos de personas que luchan con dificultad de salud mental. Llámanos al 888-803-3413. Recuerda, no estás solo. NAMI está contigo y no hay salud sin salud mental.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
We're back on Legends of Success. I'm John Resnick, and I guess John gets a little embarrassed when he hears this, but Neil Cavuto, the great talk show host on Fox TV, calls John Huntsman the greatest CEO on the planet. Now, John, I know you get embarrassed when you hear that, but you know, I got to tell you, you absolutely, and people say, John, you're always fawning over your guest. Folks, this is the top of the heap. And John, it's because not only what you've done, but the way you help others. And I guess he embarrasses you when he says that too often. I hope I didn't.
Well, John, you've stretched the point probably way too much, but I'm very humbled and very grateful to you. And you just have to ask yourself in life, so many people out there, and myself included, you know, think that there are burdens and problems and chuck holes, and, you know, because they stumble or fall, that they're down and out. And the thing about life, John, that we have to remember is we've got to get back up. We've got to fight our way through. We can do a lot better than we're doing. And we live in a great country, and we have so many opportunities. And I think we've got to always view that glass as half full and not half empty. And we can work miracles in our life and in the life of others if we can just give us that positive mental attitude of the can-do spirit. And there's no reason in the world, and we need more and more of those people, because there's a lot to be discouraged about today with terrorism and the floods down in the Gulf area and energy prices. People can tell you all the woes in the world, but what we need are people who can lift us and lift our spirits. And so thank you for that very kind introduction.
Well, you know, and I'll tell you what, I'd like to go back. You're quite welcome, well-deserved. And Neil Cavuto is no dummy. Anybody's ever seen him on Fox. And I've got to say something. You know, folks, there are a lot of people that deserve a tremendous amount of respect that run very successful corporations. But, you know, a real test of a CEO is what happens during a crisis. You know, how did James Burke react when the Tylenol crisis came about? He was a hero. When he handled that Tylenol crisis in the public, he just turned it all around. But what did John Huntsman do? Well, back at age 33, we talked about he left Dow Chemical around the 1970s. And John, you started Huntsman Container Corporation with your brother Blaine. The first plant you mentioned was in Fullerton, California. And the point is, in those first few years, that was some pretty tough sledding. Let's talk about some of the crises you've had and how you did overcome them. What were those first few years like?
Well, they were very difficult because we were undercapitalized, first of all, John. As I mentioned earlier, my father was a school teacher. I didn't have a rich uncle, but there are many people out there listening who want to get in business, and they say, well, I'm undercapitalized. I'm never going to be able to do it. But, you know, we mortgaged our house. We put everything on the line, and so we didn't have any room for error. But unfortunately, the Arab oil embargo came up in 1973, which means that the crisis that we're undergoing today was just minuscule compared to the fact that we literally had all of the oil from OPEC shut off coming to America in 1973 and 4. And we were producing polystyrene plates, bowls, dishes, new inventions we just created, and so we had to shut both of our plants. We had one in Fullerton and a new little startup in Troy, Ohio.
Sure.
And we had to shut them both down. And so I just got on an airplane and said goodbye to my family that I'm going to go out and figure out how to solve this problem. And I went out and figured out how to barter different petrochemicals until we had our polystyrene. And we opened both our plants and actually made more money that year and the next year profit than we'd made them in the previous 3 years. And it was a matter of bartering and figuring out what other companies needed it and getting their product that they needed so that they could give us the product we needed. And it was fairly complex, but it was visionary, and it required little ingenuity. And I think an awful lot of people in business forget that, you know, they've got a great capacity to think and to act and to use novel techniques and to be a little different than the traditional thinking. And when we get in crisis, we have to pull out kind of the supernatural. We have to pull out that extra ounce of wisdom and energy that we haven't maybe used in the past, and never say never and never say no. You know, you said something earlier that every time we hear someone say no to us, it really means yes.
Yeah.
I just want to reemphasize that because there's no such answer as no in business.
Absolutely.
You have to realize those are all yeses.
Well, absolutely. And as a matter of fact, for my research, I believe back in 73, your board of directors, your bankers, your lawyers, everybody said, John, shut it down, file for bankruptcy. And you stood your ground. Am I correct?
You're absolutely correct. In fact, the vote was, we only had four on our board, and the vote was 2-2 to shut it down. And I got one other director, thank goodness, he since has passed away, but his name was George Quist. He started Hambrick and Quist out in San Francisco, and Mr. Quist was a great believer in me, and I will always be grateful that he let us go because, you know, 3 years later, our firm was worth millions and millions of dollars because, yes, we were in a crisis, but we pulled out of it, and we were able to make it work, and I was just grateful that I had one believer that stayed at my side.
Well, it said from what I dug up, there was one person that believed in you, and there was even family members at the time. Some of them said to sell except for one individual, and that was your wife. Am I correct?
You're right, and here we are almost 35 years later in another crisis except 1,000 times bigger. We went through the energy crisis of 2001 and 2, except this time our company is by 8 to 10 billion in sales. We're now up to 13, but so the magnitude of the problems were much greater, and all the bankruptcy people delude you on. You know, these lawyers come in and they want to earn all these huge salaries and huge hourly, $700, $800, $900 an hour to tell you how to go bankrupt and everything. And I threw them all out. It just upset me so much. And I told our financial people, if you aren't with me, I want you to walk out too. And our senior attorney came in who had been with me a lot of years, and he said, unless you declare bankruptcy, I've got to leave the company because we have no option but to declare bankruptcy. And I remember I walked across the desk and shook his hands, and I said, Bob, it's been a pleasure having you with me. Goodbye.
I heard that was an amazing little presentation you gave.
Well,
you know,
I called everybody in the room, all these lawyers and bankruptcy specialists, and I said, you know, every one of you is wrong. We're going to make this company fly. We're going to be one of the great companies in the world. I know it in my heart. I'm not a loser. We're not failures. We didn't build this company to lose. And you know, you have to have that kind of leadership, John, and if you don't, you better get out of business, because there will be a time that every entrepreneur out there and every business man or woman is going to be faced with some crisis. And that's when they're going to have to stand up and be counted.
Absolutely. And I've always said, and it's certainly not original because it comes from folks like you, crisis defines character and ability. And, you know, if it wasn't for those crises in your life, you probably never could have built the business bigger later on from the lessons you've learned. Am I correct?
You're absolutely correct. And that's why, you know, John, I always quote Churchill when he says that character is the greatest attribute of all. And without character, no other trait is really meaningful. And I love that because, you know, Churchill was down and out and defeated, and he said, never, never, never give up. And
yes.
He gave us so many great qualities, and he brought the British people through the worst times of crisis in their history. And I always think of people like that who rally the troops and rally themselves. And, you know, it's really interesting to know down deep in our hearts when we go through those crisis periods, how do we really feel? Do we really believe it, or are we just talking about it? And I want you to know, John, you really believe it. I never thought for one second our company would ever go into bankruptcy. I never, even though everything suggested it, our bonds had dropped from 100 points down to 25 cents on the dollar, and everybody said, you're out of business. But in my heart, I said, no, I'm going to get everybody 100% back. I'm going to get, this business is going to run. Nobody's ever going to lose a penny on John Huntsman.
I love it.
And they never have.
I love it. John,
you have to believe it way down deep.
You thrive on crisis, do you not, in adversity? And I don't mean that in a negative way. I mean, you really look at it like a cat and a mouse game, like you're going to nail it.
Well, you kind of have to, John. I mean, when I left McDonald's that day, I told my wife I was going there to get the business. It made me so upset that I couldn't go in there and get, you know, their hamburger container business and all of their plastics business. And so I figured, I'm not going to go home. I've got it. So I went right from there to Burger King because I had to come home with the bacon. I mean, you know, you lose respect from your own family a little bit, and maybe it's self-respect, John. But, you know, when you go out to do a venture in life, you've got to make everything as if it was a little bit difficult or impossible for the next guy, or else the next guy would be doing it. So, you know, you're right. I don't mean that things are always in a crisis mode. It's just that you have to view life and business as being ahead of the next person, and you've got to have the ingenuity and the determination and the drive to be sure you get ahead of that next person. But you have to do it ethically and honorably, and that's where, you know, the fun comes in, is to always play by the rules and to treat your competitors with respect and to not cut corners and to not, you know, there's nothing worse than somebody who gets ahead and then you find out they did it by cheating or by not playing by the rules. And that's no fun.
Absolutely.
That's not how you play the game.
And folks, speaking of playing by the right rules, the name of the man's book, John Huntsman, our exclusive guest today, is Winners Never Cheat. I highly recommend you buy it, whether you're in business or not. Amazon.com, an excerpt from the review said, "We need more people like John in this country. John always wants to give more than he takes." John Huntsman's our exclusive guest on Legends of Success. I'm John Resnick. We'll be right back.
This is Legends of Success. USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A new report claims Broward County, Florida's sheriff's deputies were initially ordered to stage outside and not enter the Florida high school where a gunman was opening fire on the 14th of February. Fox News reports a commanding officer told initial responders to set up a perimeter outside the school. It follows criticism of a deputy who's since resigned after he'd been seen outside as the shooting unfolded and he never went inside the building. The Broward County Sheriff's Office has not responded to this new report. The reporter who broke the news yesterday that White House Communications Chief Hope Hicks is resigning soon says it does not appear to be connected to Hicks' testimony the day before the House Intelligence Panel.
She had been talking about leaving for a very long time, and she had been planning it ahead of Tuesday's hearing.
New York Times reporter Maggie Haberman speaking on CNN, and this is USA Radio News.
Addiction. There was a day when the word addiction was just another word. If you're battling addiction, it's not easy to ask for help. It's hard to admit you really need it. Call and end addiction. Call and connect with representatives of a treatment center or rehab facility. Call and end addiction. 1-800-665-0239. Some insurance plans help pay for the cost of treatment. Be sure to check your policy or call your agent to see if you're covered. It's not easy to talk about your addictions or those of someone you care about. It's hard for you to experience. It's hard for them to watch. The first step to ending addiction starts with one free, private, and no-obligation call. Addiction. There can be a day when the word addiction is just another word again. Your life is not over. There are things you still need to do. The first thing to do is call and end addiction. 1-800-665-0239. 1-800-665-0239. 1-800-665-0239.
Hi, this is Steve Forbes of Forbes Magazine. When you want to learn who America's most successful people are, read our Forbes 400 list. When you want to hear firsthand how they got there, listen to Legends of Success with John Resnick. Legends of Success is one of the most original radio programs in years. Legends of Success with John Resnick.
Winners Never Cheat is the title of John Huntsman's book. Whether you're in business or not, there is wisdom in this book to live by. In 1984, the London Times published the 10 most profound quotes of the year. Along with people like Queen Elizabeth, there was one from John Huntsman who said, "We can make rust work." John, I say again, you love to thrive on adversity. As a matter of fact, not to get too personal here, can you tell the folks the quote, the epitaph that is actually on your mother's tombstone?
My mother was a very simple woman, a beautiful, lovely woman who never said a negative word about anyone. She never had a name in the paper. She wasn't a woman of notoriety. She was a gracious woman who died too early of cancer, but she always loved the quote from Shakespeare, "Sweet are the uses of adversity," and I think it was because she had such adversity in her own life. And I've never forgotten that, John, because, you know, adversity can either make or break a person, and sweet are the uses of adversity in the sense that if we learn from our mistakes, or more importantly, from other people's mistakes, so we don't have to make them, we can be successful and we can overcome tremendous adversity. And you know, John, we've given hundreds of millions of dollars now for cancer research and cancer hospitals. And we just opened our second cancer hospital. We have 500 in research. And the greatest antidote that a person can take, the greatest vaccine that they can take, the greatest therapy a person can take with cancer is to have people around them love them and care for them and hug them and let them know that emotionally they're supportive of them. We found that that supersedes surgery. It supersedes, you know, any type of chemotherapy or other types of therapies for cancer is just love.
Well, the power of positive thinking. We talked in the last segment. My father overcame cancer. He walked away from, he survived it. Now it's been about 20 years and he's doing well. Walked away from chemo. He says, enough. It's the power of positive thinking. And I'll tell you, I think that's what helped save him to this day.
John, you're absolutely right, and you know, people just, you know, the world has gotten so complex in the last 20 or 30 years from the time, you know, we were kids, and if you can just stay the course with positive thinking and belief in yourself and believe in those around you and go up to people and say nice things to them and be gracious to them and kind to them. One of the chapters in my book is entitled Graciousness is Next to Godliness, because it's so nice to meet people, you know, like you, John, and people. I don't say that self-servingly. This is the second time I've been on your program, and you know, you compliment people, you're thoughtful to people, you're gracious to people, and your audience out there who listen to you, they listen to you, I think, because they want to hear an upbeat, positive, kind message, and that's what you send them.
Well, you're very kind. You know, I don't know what to say. It's just very, very kind. But we do, John. You know, one thing that you and I share, and I know our listeners share because that's why they're with us every week, is that we are tired of all the negative crap out there in the media, and we need more of the positive stories, because isn't that really what's representative in life?
You know, it really is. I had one of the major television people come to me the other day, and they asked for an appointment. I thought they were going to do an interview for a television show, and they came without a camera, and the individual had a coat and tie and really looked sharp. And
And he said, Mr. Huntsman, I am so tired of reporting murders, crime, accidents, and the weather. And that's all we do anymore is talk about all of the negative and then the weather, and at the end we do sports. And I want to talk about something in my life that's positive because there are a lot of great things going on out there. Is there any way at all that you could work me into your public relations side of your company and let me get a fresh start in life? And I thought, isn't that interesting? Most people would give their, you know, anything they had to be in television, and there he was telling me that it's all negative,
wow,
you know, for the most part. And I thought, you know, I really admire this man for wanting to step out and see that there's something more to life than misery. There is a lot of happiness, and there is a lot of joy.
Wow, that's incredible. By the way, did he get the job?
Well, we didn't have a job opening, but I'm going to tell you this. I called my son, who's our CEO down in Houston, and I said, Peter, I've got a young man. As soon as we get a job in our public relations group, I want you to meet this young man. I said, I was so impressed with the fact that he's been in this game now for 15 years, and he deserves to be interviewed, and let's give him every chance we can. So
That's great. Well, you know, you try to do so much for so many people out there, and you know, John, going back, you know, not to go stray too far, but talking about some of your business acumen and some of the guts that you have had over the years, there was at one time, I think it was Shell Oil, you made an offer to that they almost laughed you right out. Am I correct? Was it Shell, a $42 million business that you offered $500,000 down payment for?
Right, that was Shell Oil, yes.
Yeah, what happened? I mean, didn't that take some guts? They've got a $42 million company, and you saw, I'll give you $500,000 down. What happened, and how did you acquire? But you eventually acquired that company. Tell us about it.
Well, you know, Shell's been a wonderful company for me to deal with, and over the years, I'd gotten to know some of their people, and they'd known me, and they knew that I was trustworthy, and they knew that I paid all my bills on time from the previous company I was with, but when I went to start my own business in the chemical side, and we'd been in the packaging side before, they had one of their divisions up for sale for $42 million. And I went and met with them, and I said, you know, I don't have any money. You know that I'm going to have to borrow from the bank, and I'm going to have to get a note back from you, and I'm going to have to do some other things because I've got enough property and enough assets that I can sell for $500,000. I will sell everything I've got except my wife and children and home, and I'll give it to you. But the other $41,500,000, we've got to piece together, and then I will take wonderful care of your employees. I'll build your business. I'll continue to use your feedstocks and your raw materials. I'll be the best customer you've ever had, but you've got to help me figure out how to buy this business from you. And we sat down, and they just laughed at first, and their attorneys joked and walked out of the room. Well, 6 months later, we closed the deal, and we'd done it.
That's incredible. That's absolutely, you put it all on the line. And it just shows you didn't give up. And you know, folks, again, that's the theme. We've got a couple basic foundations of this program. How, first of all, the word no means nothing. All no means in business or in life is, all right, let's go to the next one. No is not a rejection. Am I right? And you know, when it comes down to it, people like John Huntsman demonstrate in life that's the reason they made it. A time of crisis or rejection, it's how you handle that critical moment in your life will clearly define what you will accomplish. You're listening to Legends of Success. I'm John Resnick. We're visiting with John Huntsman. We'll be right back.
Want an easy way to brighten up your day? Get beautiful new window fashions from the number one provider of custom window coverings in North America, Budget Blinds. It's easy because Budget Blinds does it all for you with style and service for every budget. We're your neighborhood experts, and we bring the showroom right to your home. That expertly measure, install, and back it up with the best warranty in the business. Right now, we make it easier than ever with savings up to $500 on select window coverings. There's a reason why Budget Blinds is the number one provider of custom window coverings in North America. See for yourself. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS now for a free consultation right at home. Call and get savings up to $500, 855-BUDGET-BLINDS, or go online to budgetblinds.com. Brighten up your day the easy way. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS now. Offer good on select products at participating independently owned and operated franchises only. Ask for details.
One of the biggest decisions in your lifetime is buying or selling a house. Choosing a realtor with strong client communication, technology, and marketing skills will dramatically improve your chance of success. That's why Hunterdon and Somerset's residents rely on Joe Peters. Joe believes his clients deserve a smooth and seamless experience, not a roller coaster ride. As a Coldwell Banker sales associate with 20 years of experience, he's helped hundreds of people to achieve their goals and dreams, no matter where they were in the buying or selling process. Joe accomplishes this by approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, he tries to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them his own. Then he takes the mass amount of data that's available and distills it down to a few understandable action points. And finally, he controls the entire process through technology and marketing. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let Joe show you how to take his professional expertise and put it to work for you. To contact Joe, go to jpeters.com or call 908-238-0118.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you in business, not a member of the chamber? Come to the Hunterdon County Chamber Expo to see what it's all about and meet other business owners. Enjoy the restaurant showcase and enter to win the door prize just for business entries. The Chamber offers special benefits for new memberships during the Expo. So join us at Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington on Thursday, November 9th from 2 to 7 p.m. Don't miss it.
This is Tony Clark, paraplanner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
We're back on Legends of Success. I'm John Resnick. Really, we're having a great visit. This is part two of a two-part interview with John Huntsman. Neil Cavuto on Fox TV says he's the greatest CEO that ever lived, or greatest CEO on the planet. I always screw people's quotes up. And I'll tell you what, folks, as I said, there are great CEOs who have been successful running successful companies. But if you want the real test of a business leader, just give them a healthy dose of crisis and see how they handle it. John, I alluded a few minutes ago, whatever, on the show, that in 1984, the London Times published a quote, and you were surprised they published it. And the quote was, "We can make rust work." I forgot to ask you, what were they talking about?
Well, you know, it was one of the 10 quotes of the year, and I was just flabbergasted that they used it because I had just recently purchased a plant from Shell in the United States, and somebody had mentioned it at their closing ceremonies. You know, we have another polystyrene a chemical plant for sale in England. So I went over to England and met with the folks at Shell UK, at Shell in the United Kingdom, and they said, "We have this plant up in Carrington, England, and it's so old and it's so run down, and we're getting ready to close it and lay off all of our people, and we just don't want to lay off those people, and the public relations would be terrible." And so I went up and looked at it. To me, it looked pretty good. I mean, I thought, gosh, I know how to turn this thing around. You know, we can get some fresh paint, we can get some beautiful lawn, we can get some grass, some flowers, we can energize the people, we can get them some fresh new uniforms. They love to wear uniforms in Great Britain, you know. Mm-hmm. And so we did all those things, and I went back to them, and I said, "How much would you charge for this facility?" And they said, "Well, to be honest with you, if you could just take it off our hands and not lay off any of the people and pay us for the receivables and the inventory, that would be fine." Well, I cashed out the receivables and the inventory and got the plant for nothing. And years later, sold the plant for over $100 million because we expanded it four times, and it was a fantastic plant. And the people, John, I want to tell you, the people love somebody to come in and be positive and upbeat and put your arms around them and tell them how great they are. Wow. Everyone wants to know that they're wanted and needed in life, and that was a real key there.
Wow, what a story. I mean, that is pretty incredible, especially when they knew it was in the air. The pink slips were probably on the way.
They were on the way, and yeah. They all knew it, yeah.
Multi-billionaire philanthropist John Huntsman is our guest today on Legends of Success. We'll be right back.
Missed part of this week's great Legends of Success interview? You can hear each week's show online on our website at legendsofsuccess.com. Every week, a great guest to listen to, learn from, and enjoy at your convenience. Look for the link at legendsofsuccess.com.
Mike Hewitt here. The recent Mueller indictments say we're being manipulated, that Russia sought to foment angst, anger, and division, an attack on our society, our democratic republic, pitting all sides against each other, and our media has been parroting that nonsense. Most agree we're unusually divided in our views of the path forward. There's anger, frustration, and fear, but if we recognize the level of angst we see and feel is any part of the result of concerted foreign effort, wouldn't it be logical, reasonable, for us all to slow down, get our feet back on the ground, and listen to each other first? Listen to each other before we listen to them? Must everything be uber-partisan, or is there still room for ears to listen first? Good news, it won't be Russia, China, or our media that decides this for us. We hold the choice of being reasonable or not. That choice is always ours, unless we wait too long. For more common sense, visit themikehewittshow.com.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com. At the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good Morning Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
We're back with John Huntsman. I'm John Resnick. You're on Legends of Success.
You know, John, we were talking about giving back. You know, another thing you said a little while ago, they say in radio, don't go backwards. But I got to ask this. You'd mentioned a number. We're talking about your generosity. And the reason I mention this is because you gave away money when you were absolutely broke starting out in life. Again, my record shows me you're only earning out of a $200, $250. You give $50 of it away. Am I correct?
Well, you're a little bit off, John. I was making $320 as an ensign in the Navy, a young Navy officer, and mm-hmm. I was gunnery officer on my ship, and I did pay a 10% tithing to my church, and then we gave $50 in addition to the tithing to what we called Navy relief to help those who really had low incomes and that were struggling in the Navy with larger families and not much income. But it was an honor to do that, John.
Well, it was, but you're giving when you're poor, you're absolutely broke, and now, you know, you're well-placed on the Forbes 400 list at a couple of billion dollars, but you mentioned that 500 in research. Last I checked, you gave $250 million, that is a quarter of a billion with a B, folks, to Huntsman Cancer Institute, $50 million to the Wharton School, where they now have Huntsman Hall, and the crisis in Armenia years ago, there was an earthquake that just killed tons of people, thousands and thousands of people. You didn't even know where it was, and you gave him $50 million. This is an incredible amount. And last time we spoke, you said, I'm not done giving things away because that's the rest of my life and I want to spend on. What was that 500 research? You're not saying you're up to $500 million you've given, is it?
No. I'm sorry. We have 500 research scientists in our cancer research division.
Right.
And they're really, really marvelous scientists trying to figure out different ways that we can cure cancer. And eliminate pain and get greater cooperation with other major cancer research centers.
But I would say you're scratching the surface of probably half a billion you've given away so far, have you not?
Well, I think there are folks who keep track of this, John, and I don't, but the last number I saw was around $510 million, and I couldn't believe it, but people add it all up, and that includes about 500 scholarships. And, you know, our scholarships, John, have gone to people, mostly people from low income, like myself when I was, you know, starting out, and my dad was a rural school teacher. And there are just a lot of wonderful young men and women in the world, and particularly in America today, who want a good education, but they can't afford it, and so somebody has to step up and put their arm around them. Mm-hmm. And they, in turn, when the time comes, they'll give back just like what I think we've tried to do. And then there's centers for abused women and children, and there's so much we can do in health care to help those who suffer. And homelessness has always just been such a I felt so badly for a lot of people who are homeless, because people say, well, they can get out, that they can do something about it. But I've been through so many homeless centers in America and given so much money to them, because I see these people that are down and out, and a lot of them have drug problems, a lot of them have alcohol problems, but I'll tell you, John, they're God's children in some way or another. You know, maybe I could be there. I don't know. I just keep thinking to myself, say for the grace of God and some good luck, maybe I'd be there. And so who's supposed to be judgmental in this world anyway? I just don't know.
Well, I tell you what, and I know we have not discussed it, but I certainly know that your faith is extremely important to you. That's just a major part of your life.
Well, thank you, John. It's kind of you to mention, but, you know, I think there are a lot of people of all faiths and backgrounds, but mine has been important to me, and yet at the same time, I just, you know, I keep thinking of how many people have kind of put their arms around me in life and said, you can make it, you can make it, and have been positive and upbeat, and what you try to do is return the favor if you can some way, and people oftentimes don't need money, but what they need is encouragement, John. I found with a lot of our employees in our company, we have 16,000 of them, when I go around to the sites and pat them on the back and tell them how much I love them and how much I appreciate their children and I want to see pictures of them, you know, that's better than any pay raise you can have when the boss does that. And they love it. And I love it myself because I get to know them as people, not just as employees, but as real people who you really love to be with.
Well, I'll tell you, that's so commendable. And I know you don't know the 16,000 by first name, but I'll ask you this challenge. Well, the size of your family is almost as difficult. Tell our listeners how many kids and how many grandkids you have today.
We have nine children. Our youngest child is mentally very severely limited to about a four-year-old level, and so he's the apple of his daddy's eye. And, you know, the great thing about Mark is he doesn't ever – he can't read or write, but he judges people from their heart. So if he sees someone who treats him well or who looks like they've got a smile on their face, he doesn't know what their position is. He doesn't know how much money they make. He doesn't know if they're Democrat or Republican, black or white. He doesn't know any of those. He goes and gives them a hug if they have a smile on their face. And so he's taught me so much, and I love being with him.
Oh, God bless you. You know, it's family is so important, and that's very special. And as we look at it now, your son, Peter, you're chairman, your son, Peter, is president and CEO, and so much of your time is spent now giving. Will John Huntsman come back and start another business venture?
Well, you know, I've got a couple of other ideas. I've got one son who's CEO of our company and another one who's bishop of our church, and I have to report to now, who's my ecclesiastical leader, so I'm just glad I was good to my sons, our sons, when they were young boys, or they could all take it out on the old man pretty easy now, John.
I don't think so. You got some war chest built up, I'll bet. Quickly, to maybe end up on another positive note.
Well, I don't want to end this on a negative note or seem negative. I'm a very upbeat, positive person.
Sure.
Probably that's the reason why I'm going to give a very positive closing here, and that would be that America is a great, resilient country, and we're going to get this is just another crisis that we will get through in great shape.
Well, you've been through worse with the oil embargo back in 73. That must have almost just brought you to your knees in business.
Well, it did. When somebody says we have no product whatsoever, you're out 100%. At least today we can get a little bit of everything. But, you know, that's okay, John. We can overcome these odds. And that's what life's all about, is overcoming the odds and being a winner in life. And Winners do two things. They're optimistic and they give back.
Winners Never Cheat is the name of the book. You got to get it. You really got to get it, whether you're in business or not. John, thank you for your friendship and your kindness.
John, you're a good man. I just love this program, and I hope your listeners out there feel upbeat and inspired and never, ever let themselves get down because they can do it. They can make it. I know they can, and I'm so grateful I've had this time to just chat back and forth with you, John. Thank you very much.
I also want to thank Pam Bailey at John Huntsman's office. She's what a fabulous executive assistant and a friend of John's, and she's helped me in preparation of this program. And our team at Legends of Success, Michael Parks, and the intelligent and beautiful Billy Resnick. You've been listening to Legends of Success. Thank you so much for being with us. I'm John Resnick. We'll see you next week.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-847-3191. That's 800-847-3191. 800-847-3191.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Still under intense criticism for how the Florida high school shootings were handled 2 weeks ago yesterday, the Broward County Sheriff Scott Israel told CNN,
"It makes me sick to my stomach that we had a deputy didn't go in, because I know if I was there, if I was on that wall, I would have been the first then."
But now a new report says the sheriff's deputies there were initially ordered to stage outside the building and not enter the high school and engage the shooting suspect Nicholas Cruz. Fox News, the first to report that a commanding officer on the scene apparently ordered some of the initial responders to set up a perimeter outside the high school. The sheriff's office in Broward County has not yet commented on that report. The Labor Department just announcing initial claims for unemployment benefits fell by 10,000 last week. They're now at their lowest level since 1969. And this is USA Radio News.
If you're a CPAP user, soap and water cleaning may leave harmful bacteria, viruses, and mold that can make you sick. That alone will keep you up at night. Until now, SoClean.com is the world's first and only automated, hands-free CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. SoClean kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs without soap, water, harsh chemicals, or even equipment disassembly.
And now you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Call 800-768-0158.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean's revolutionary design makes it easy to clean your CPAP and protect you against CPAP-related illnesses. Plus, SoClean works with all popular CPAP devices to clean them in minutes. It really is that easy. Don't risk your health. Call SoClean.com now to try it risk-free for 30 days. Call 800-768-0158. This offer won't last. Call now. 800-768-0158. 800-768-0158.
Evangelist Billy Graham's casket has been ushered out of the U.S. Capitol this morning after he'd been honored in the Capitol Rotunda. Graham passed away last week at 99. A funeral is planned for tomorrow in North Carolina. President Trump's to attend. Russia's President Vladimir Putin claiming in his State of the Nation address a short time ago that Russia has developed what he calls an invincible new cruise missile.
We created a small-sized, super-powerful nuclear power plant, which can be installed in the body of a cruise missile, such as our air-based newest missile, the CH-100.